You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Yannick Bolasie to score and Everton to win was 5-2, enhanced to 3-1. Christian Benteke to score and Crystal Palace to win was 6-1. It's 8-1 now. Everton have won just one of their last six Premier League meetings with Crystal Palace. That was 1-0 back in January 2015, courtesy of a goal from Romelu Lukaku. They need to bounce back from their 1-0 defeat at the hands of Bournemouth last weekend. Tom, that result surprised me, given how well Everton had been playing, for them to be beaten and go down so feebly against Bournemouth last weekend. That was a surprise to me.
It was to me as well, particularly with Bournemouth's, you know, defensive record as well. I expected Everton to get on the score sheet a couple of times down there, and they were poor. And it does continue a little bit of a trend for Ronald Koeman. I mean, whatever good a reputation he's got at the moment, and he does have a very good one, he's done some good things with Everton. Defensively, his team still can't really crack it. He's kept just two clean sheets in his last 18 Premier League games, which is a concern. But generally, I felt Everton have been quite tight this season. They certainly don't give teams very many chances. They've only conceded 12 shots on target this season. That's the fewest in the league. But that was a disappointing defeat. There's seemingly every side this weekend is trying to bounce back from a defeat. And, you know, they meet Palace at a time when, of course, they've hit that little bit of form and they're scoring goals. I mean, I can only see goals in this game, to be honest. But I see Everton coming out on top. I think Romelu Lukaku is even money to score any time. And I think it's a good price because, you know, so much of that play revolves around Everton. But I don't think under Koeman this Everton side will go on bad runs of 4, 5, 6, 7 games. I can't see it happening. And I think last week was a one-off. And they're up against a Palace side who, I think they're unbeaten in the last three trips to Goodison Park. And that's because that counter-attacking style against Martinez's team has proved so effective. But I don't know whether I'm fully buying Crystal Palace just yet, although by all accounts and from what I've seen, they are playing well at the moment. So I think both teams are going to struggle to keep a clean sheet in this. I think Palace have the ability to score, but I think Everton have the ability to score 2 and 3 in this game. So I think Everton win. I think we're looking at an overs game, but I do like Lukaku. It's a similar price to Aguero later on in the weekend, but even money for players like them to score any time, I think is cracking.
Everton to win and both teams to score could be a good bet as well. 5-2, Everton to win the game and both teams to score. As Tom mentioned, Palace are in a good vein of form at the moment, Derek, having won 3 successive Premier League games. Christian Benteke, important part of the team, got the winner against Sunderland, scored against Borough as well. And he's got 4 in 5 Premier League appearances against Everton as well, Christian Benteke. He's part of that headline offer. Him to score and Palace to win has been enhanced to 8-1. How do you see this, Derek?
Well, you know, when you go racing and you back the first winner of the day, and it's fantastic, isn't it? Because the rest of the day you're betting with bookies' money. Well, this is the chance this weekend. Get a winner Friday night. The winner will be Palace, by the way. And then you've got, you know, 4-1. You've got bookies' money to bet with all weekend on the Premier League. I think Palace are unbelievably priced in there. This is a team banging for, as you say, 3 wins on the spin. They're meeting an Everton team bang out of form. You know, you mentioned it was a one-off, that Bournemouth defeat, but they'd lost 3 days earlier against Norwich. It was in the EFL Cup, but still, you know, it was a home defeat by a lower division side. It was just 50, by the way, last week, that convinced me Everton were going to win the league. Last season, that convinced me Everton were going to win the league. It finished 1-1, and Palace were playing well at the time, but Everton murdered them, absolutely murdered them. It was that daylight robbery that Palace got a draw, and from then on, I backed Everton every single week, and then they hardly won another game after that. I think the criminally underpriced here, odds on, I really do. I think Palace are meeting them at just the right time. And Palace now are getting back to the kind of form and the kind of look that made me back them away from home at these kind of prices all the time. I thought that had gone now. I'd gone with the departure of Yannick Bolasie. But no, they've won 2 games away from home this season. Their away form, by the way, this season is identical to Man United's away form. Same number of goals scored and conceded 2. And I suspect you wouldn't be getting 4-1 for Man United. OK, that's oversimplifying it, I know. But still, it just shows, it underlines to me that Palace are way overpriced here. And I will be having a serious bet on them.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Let's go! Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.